Blog Talk Radio.
Because you pulled up the history, they want it. It's a huge problem, but he doesn't use this problem. He uses the bigger one. But the bigger one, we left to my mom and dad on Christmas Eve. So we were like, just grab the little one. Forgetting that we've seen it before.
No.
That it was in the history. No, it just had all happened.
Oh.
It started at 1:56 p.m. and by 2:27 we had caught it.
Oh, geez.
So at 1:56 he said poop. At 1:59 he said big butt.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called Lesma. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now.
Standby for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwendon, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Christmas is over, but the deals keep coming at Old Navy. Like today, get 50% off all jeans. Every style you love for adults and kids is 50% off. But you'd better hurry. It's just one day today. Run to Old Navy. Valid 12/26.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's December something. Getting close to Christmas. I've been sick in bed for 3 days. I don't know what's going on. I'm at a loss for words, but kick back and get ready for the this version of the Trainwreck Radio Show. We'll be speaking with Mike Volin tonight. You may have seen his press conference today. Last Friday. Sheriff Joe's last one. We'll be back right after this. Enjoy this. We've got 3 minutes and 33 seconds of commercials, and we'll be back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right.
Riding off to the setting sun.
Godspeed Cowboy will carry
on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through His Word. So we pray you be encouraged. Eric?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old light, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prisoner shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain, he's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prisoner shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel. If you believe it, you receive it. You can feel it. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got faith. If you feel alone, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom.
nothing like the end of a work day to get you fired up about the night. You can catch a cool buzz with the one you love and play the field till you get it right. It'll only take a few libations to loosen up and feel the flow. So let's drink and let's dance and let's find some romance. It's time to just let go. Tell me what you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do? You got me thinking about drinks. Whiskey and rum, and the band's about to rock. They got 25 taps of ice cold beer and every single kind of shot. We're gonna get this party started, drinking till the morning light. Put the chicks and the dudes with the beer and the booze, throwing it down tonight. Tell me what you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do? You got me thinking about drinks.
Listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
In the early 60s, the Democratic president, Lyndon Johnson, believed that Negroes were getting too uppity and powerful, so he and his party devised an evil scheme to keep those niggers voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Margaret Sanger believed that those Negroes had to be exterminated, so she founded Planned Parenthood, of which Hillary proudly accepted a recent reward for killing babies. President Obama also endorsed this homegrown genocide. Eyewitnesses are coming out speaking against this democratically controlled poverty in Chicago. Malcolm X said that the black Democrats are chumps and traitors to their race for their continued vote of support. The Democratic plan to spread violence and hate and sexual perversions and an impotent church so they can't see the devil in the details. For 400 years, don't we deserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness given to us by our Creator? Our real moral heroes of the past, through their blood, sweat, and tears, gave us religious freedom to pass out to one generation to the next. Lord Jesus, help us to get back to our roots, the rock of our salvation, the only real hope for America.
I hear people say, we don't need this war. I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom And this piece of ground, we didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. After 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through.
For those long, hard years we tried to my children that I love them. Oh, yeah, the daddy always loved them so. Tell them to hold the mother tight and to never let her go. Tell them I'll always be watching, looking over them through it all. This is my last call. Tell them to fight for me. Right for me.
All right, there you have it, folks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the Patriot Nation Radio Network Prayer Rec Radio Show. It was a night of music, fun, and no talking, no politics. It's Christmas season, so we just played some patriotic music. Catch us Thursday night for Conservatives Perspective with James Bostic. And, of course, me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and the Patriot Nation Radio on Thursday. And hopefully we get everything back on track coming up soon as the new year creeps up. And if I don't talk to you before then, have a great night. God bless America. And here is Dave Bray, live with the South Spangled Banner in Pittsburgh. So until we meet again Thursday, good night. God bless America. And I'll talk to you all soon.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly.